All right, let's get busy and talk about election stuff. No. I'm not gonna deliberate on this for a long time, but I'm gonna tell you what's going on in Taiwan. The Taiwanese were utterly, they were paranoid of Biden because Trump is the only president that ever made China stop bullying them. China has been stepping, Taiwanese have had their rights stepped on. They've had trouble. They've had problems. They've been losing money. They've had so many problems from China's bullying. And only under Trump did those problems begin to finally back off. And did finally someone else in the world say what they have always been concerned about. And so, well, you know, since the beginning of the bullying, China's really started bullying, in the last 10 years. So the Taiwanese wanted an American president that was going to protect them from the bullies. This is a fact. It's not a theory for them. So anyhow, so they're utterly paranoid of Biden. And so they're scared and they're wondering, I'm people in Taiwan are going, well, when's the election going to be over? I'm like, guys, they don't get it over here. This election it's going to be contested. It's going to go on. Now the news is starting to say, oh, yep, it's going to go to Biden. No, it's going to be decided in court. There's massive voter fraud. I mean, why aren't the news outlets? Did you ever think about it? Why aren't the news outlets talking about all the election fraud cases? Why aren't they talking about that? Why are they acting like it doesn't matter? There you've got part of the cover up, the omission of the news. Anyhow, no, America is going to go into a very chaotic state. The federal government is going to be clamping down on several of these states that are trying to keep him out. And oh yeah, it's going to be chaos and mayhem, and China's going to try to bust a move. Now, meanwhile, life is carrying on over here in Taiwan. China could attack any minute, but see, for us, you know, there's some genuine fear. There's a lot of denial. You know, I don't think China will attack because that's kind of, they're kind of getting to that place where they're trying to negotiate with reality. Some of them, others of them are wondering if everything's going to be okay. I'm telling people that it is. And so you follow the Pacific Daily Times and I presume you listen to the, you listen to them as separate podcasts. You listen to the All podcast from me, All Podcast Father. So as you're following that stuff, you know how things are going to shake down. You know that China's going to provoke a war. You know China's going to get their ass handed to them. China is literally, they're going to look at the chaos in America and they're going to say, okay, yay, we can take over the Pacific and then everyone will love the Communist Party. They really believe that. They really believe that the reason that the people don't love the Communist Party is because the Communist Party doesn't control them. But if the Communist Party could just control them, then the people controlled would love the Communist Party. They really believe this. We're talking social ineptitude here. Emotional immaturity, social ineptitude, coupled with a lot of crazy, at least one personality disorder from each of the three clusters. I mean, we've got massive nonsense going on here from China. You've got to get that. Also, as I understand from the underground, the people in China want Trump because the people in China want Trump to hand the Communist Party's ass to them. So, everybody in China loves Trump. So think about that. China's government loves Biden. China's people, oppressed by that government, loves Trump. The Taiwanese see the direct results in front of their faces and they want the good results to continue. They want Trump. There's a lot to think about there. No. The case for the election is quite simple. Iowa, Ohio, Florida, and just the fact that Michigan and Pennsylvania were close. You've got all the, Missouri. Missouri is not always a red state. They have some Democrat stuff going on, but they went red. There was so much redness. And I know that that's a major problem. When you've got Iowa and Ohio, every Republican must win Ohio or he doesn't win the election. Every president who's won that's been a Republican has won Ohio. He's got Ohio and Florida. So just no, the idea that there's this massive blue wave of Democrats, it's not happening. And the victories are suspicious. So, yeah, I've talked about it. The Republicans are going to be talking about process and system and lawfulness. And the Democrats are going to be saying, no, the Republicans want to vote to kill us all and eat us all. And so we have to cheat on the election so that the Republican voters don't cannibalize us. That's what they think, because it's deserved. The Republicans have not protected them against the police. Okay, so that's going to continue and develop, and China's going to bust a move. And here's what's going to happen in the end of this. When all this is over, see, I wonder, this makes me wonder. I don't think so, but it just makes me wonder if Trump is allowing this to drag on purpose. I almost wonder if this is some sort of a plot among congressional Democrats. Like, I wonder if they went to the Democrats and said, okay, we're going to let you guys keep the House. We're going to pretend to fight over the White House. We're going to make China think that we're in chaos when we're not. We're going to implement martial law and learn how to take over society quickly. But we'll back off, but then at least we'll know how to. So our fascist takeover in years to come will be all planned. And then the Pentagon is all prepared for war. And we're going to make it look, we're all going to pretend to fight with each other. And we're going to make it look like we're weak so that China busts a move and we can kick their ass. I wonder if that's going on somewhere in the bowels of Washington. I have no evidence for it, but, you know, as Dad always said, follow the money. War is quite profitable. So anyhow, China's about to bust a stupid move, and here's what's going to happen. Korea is basically another war front between the U.S. and China. So China is, just remember that, the North and South Korean parts of the peninsula. China's going to have to stop backing North Korea. So North Korea is going to be done and Korea is going to become one country. China's going to have to recognize Taiwan and knock it off. China's going to have to back off on Hong Kong. They may also have to make concessions on Macau. Who knows, they could end up backing off on Inner Mongolia. It's this Mongolian province that's next to Mongolia, and it's called Inner Mongolia. They're probably going to lose Tibet and possibly also Xinjiang to India. So China's about to bust a stupid move, get their ass handed to them, and by a bunch of countries, and they're going to make a lot of concessions, and there's going to be a lot of freedom that follows. Now, what am I doing over here? I'm working with my new buddy, Jayan, and we're going to see. In fact, I might throw up the idea. Did I say throw up? I might vomit up the idea this way. As I'm talking to you, I'm realizing this. Taiwan needs to see that people believe everything's going to be okay. Oh, there goes a carrier from the local military airport flying overhead. That's a carrier. I think it's a C-130. Anyhow, so I'm going to be releasing this recording from 11 years ago of the boss saying they hate foreigners. I'm going to talk about my struggle as a foreigner, but I'm still here. And I still love Taiwan, and I think everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to talk to my buddy Jayan and see if we could go do some YouTuber stuff and try to tell the people it's going to be okay. Kind of a keep calm and carry on campaign. Because I think that right now Taiwan's going to need that kind of stuff. They're going to need that. So there we go. You know, what am I doing? I'm keeping calm and carrying on. Cheerio. See you next week.